Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is Wednesday, May 11th, 6 o'clock Eastern time in the evening, one half day before the commencement of the Players Championship. And, of course, we will have a preview of the Players, an in-depth preview of the Players, a strategy for your game, lots of talk about last week's event, the Wells Fargo Championship. I will have my fearless forecast and my picks, who I believe will win the Players Championship this year, and some other tidbits and chat about the world of golf in general. Let me start off by telling you this is my third anniversary show. It's now been 3 years. Every single week I've been coming to you with a minimum of one episode to talk about the world of golf. I've had lots of opinions and lots of feedback. So I'll start the show by saying my email address for feedback is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. Any subject pertaining to golf, happy to visit with you about it. And, of course, it takes me sometimes up to 24 hours to get back to you, but I get back to everybody. Okay, first, let's talk about the great championship we saw last week in Charlotte, North Carolina, at one of my favorite golf courses in America, the Quail Hollow Club, which will host the PGA Championship next year, the President's Cup in 2021, and it was, again, a great event. It ended in a playoff between two fairly unlikely participants in that playoff, James Hahn and Roberto Castro. Now, Roberto Castro had not been playing great all year, and James Hahn, I guess it would be an understatement to say he had not been playing great of late. He had a couple of pretty good events early in the year. He had one sixth-place finish, and then the last 3 months, James Hahn didn't make a cut. Eight tournaments in a row he played without making a cut, and that hurts. Friday afternoon, when you leave the golf course without making it to the weekend, that's a sinking feeling. You've changed your reservations, you're flying home, or you're flying somewhere for that next stop, and you don't feel good. And 8 weeks in a row, James Hahn didn't make a cut. And then he comes through at Quail Hollow. He made that fabulous eagle three on the par 5 seventh from about 60 feet, knocks it in, and that led to his winning the tournament in overtime. The first playoff hole, Roberto Castro pulled his tee shot into the water, made a great recovery, made a five, and forced Hahn to two-putt for the victory, which he was able to do. Pardon me. So congratulations to James Hahn, who has now won at two really good golf courses, two of my favorites, Riviera in Pacific Palisades and now in the Wells Fargo Quail Hollow. Terrific. Congratulations to James Hahn and also to Roberto Castro, who played much, much better golf, and he said that it made him feel good. He, of course, felt bad about not winning, but good about the fact that his game is coming around. Okay, so Vijay Singh and the PGA Tour, his lawsuit against the PGA Tour for singling him out for his use of deer antler spray when he thinks that he didn't do anything wrong, is sort of coming to a head. The two attorneys met in New York with the judge, the regional judge, and I guess what ended up happening is initially they're siding with Vijay. He is fighting for his reputation as much as anything. He says that no one else has ever singled out for anything. The PGA Tour's lack of transparency is coming to the forefront. And I tend to side with Vijay on this as well. Listen, Dustin Johnson didn't take a six-month hiatus, we don't think, for no reason at all. And other players. So the lack of transparency and the fact that the PGA Tour is just not criticized much. I guess it's because it's an association. It is not, there are no, there's no team versus the players. It's just the players own the tour. So it's kind of a different relationship, and policing the tour is so different. And the fact that they're not employees as they are in other team sports, they are employees of those teams. So all that factors in, but we'll see. I got an open mind. We'll see what happens with Vijay in this, but it's not over yet. Keegan Bradley made a change. He changed caddies. He's not been playing well. And I can't understand it for the life of me. Keegan Bradley has so much talent. He won the PGA Championship in his rookie year on the PGA Tour. And since then, sporadically playing well and most of the time not playing so well. He dropped Pepsi. That was the man's nickname. He will find another bag. And he picked up veteran caddy Chad Reynolds, who has caddied for Nick Watney, who's on the shelf for the rest of the year with an injury. He's also had a spell with Vijay Singh, interestingly enough. So we'll see if that is a change in Keegan's game. We'll see about all of that. But that was something in the news this week. Tiger is not in the field, but just about everybody else is, including the two main participants in the Masters, Jordan Spieth playing for the first time since Augusta, and the same for Danny Willett. Danny Willett went home, took a month off, changed a lot of diapers, he said, brand new baby boy, and he is back at Ponte Vedra Beach to play at the TPC Sawgrass in the Players tomorrow. So those two guys are back. It's an unbelievable field. We're going to talk about it now, then I'll do my strategy. 144 men are in the field, 21 major champions. Every single year, it's the deepest field in golf. Now, people, they say, is it a major? Isn't it a major? Here's what I say. It's neither. It's not a major, and it isn't a major, and it is a major. It's neither of those. It is a unique event. It's not a PGA Tour event. It's owned by the PGA Tour and run by the PGA Tour. But it is not a major. It is just what it is, the Players. Why can't they be happy with just calling it the Players and it's a unique event? There's nothing like it. Again, the deepest field in golf. Let me take a look at some of the competitors and some of the pairings. Willett will be playing with Brant Snedeker and Justin Rose. Justin Rose at 8:10 tomorrow morning on tee number 10. James Hahn, the winner at Wells Fargo, with Bill Haas and Ryan Moore. Martin Kaymer, who won here a couple of years ago, with Henrik Stenson and Phil Mickelson. All three of these men have won the Players. Kaymer, Stenson, and Mickelson. Jim Furyk played last week, missed the cut. He'll be playing with Russell Knox and Billy Horschel. Brandon Grace is in the field. He will be playing with Jason Day and Jordan Spieth. Then they are followed on tee number one at 8:54 by Jason Duffner, Kevin Kisner, and Luke Donald. The oldest man in the field, Bernard Langer, will be playing with Mark Leishman and Ian Poulter. Let's see, Zach Johnson with Patrick Reed and Sergio Garcia, former champion here. Brian Stewart wintered a couple of weeks ago with David Lingmuth, who came so close to winning this a few years ago, and he lives there in Jacksonville, and John Senden is the last man in that group. Adam Scott, winner here in 2004, will be playing with Ricky Fowler, the winner last year, and Matt Kuchar won 2 years before then. Justin Thomas with Davis Love, who is also a champion here, with Alex Chayka. Hideki Matsuyama, the 24-year-old Japanese phenom, will be playing with Graham McDowell and Louis Oosthuizen. Bubba Watson with Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson. And Keegan Bradley, who I mentioned a moment ago, with Camilo Villegas and Harris English. So that's a look at some of the groups. Deepest field of the year, just about everybody who's anybody, unless you're injured, you're going to be playing in the Players' Championship. So I will have my picks for you momentarily. Now, my strategy for today. And my strategy for today is you learn to be a better player in the foxhole. You cannot learn on the practice range because you cannot simulate the exact circumstances of how you found yourself wherever you are on the golf course. Impossible. And amateur golfers are simply not good enough to recreate that on the range because we're just not good enough. And it's fine. You need to do it, and you need to achieve it and do it in the foxhole. Now, some guys find it easier to learn in the foxhole by playing for money or playing for something. And I have no problem with that. In fact, I encourage people who feel that way, if it's important to you, play for something. Play a nice Nassau or play for, you know, whatever. And then it helps you perform in the foxhole when the pressure is on and the chips are down and you need to perform. And so that is my strategy for today. Practice in the foxhole, not on the practice range. Okay, now for my picks in this week's event, the players from the TPC Sawgrass, Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida. And I get four picks because, well, it's the players. I've got Matthew Fitzpatrick, the young Englishman. Jason Day, who says he's never been more prepared to play in a golf tournament in his career. Jordan Spieth, who I just think is so good and so well-adjusted that when he failed at the Masters, I don't feel that that'll be any deterrent at all for him to play great golf this week. And then the steady guy, the guy whose swing seems to never do anything but be great, Justin Rose. So my picks again, Matthew Fitzpatrick, Jason Day, Jordan Spieth, and Justin Rose. That is my show for today. I thank you so kindly for being with me on my third anniversary of doing at least one show every single week. So until next week, Bob Geismar, here is my, one more time, my email address. It's bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I, S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. Till next week, Bob Geismar saying thank you so much for being with me. One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. So long for now.